I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Thanks to some recent changes in India, ministry work just became that much more challenging. And are your kids sports fans? These after-school activities could open doors to share about Christ's love. Find your place in these stories and more right now at Mission Network News. Earlier this month, we talked about India choking off more Christian ministry aid with changes to the Foreigners Contribution Regulation Act. Foreign staff members of nonprofits must now sign affidavits vowing they won't engage in religious conversion. Ministries are afraid this could fuel more Christian persecution in India, which is why methods to share the gospel are becoming more covert. World Missionary Press supports pastors in India with Bibles and gospel literature for distribution. Helen Williams with World Missionary Press.
Literature is almost a clandestine method of sharing the gospel. It can be passed from person to person quietly. It can be available in secret, and it can hide any place and still be available without the person who initially gave it being in jeopardy, if you will.
Right now, World Missionary Press can't keep up with gospel literature requests from India because so many people are desperate for hope.
We just sent two containers to a ministry that has been under scrutiny that has about 5,000 evangelists in the villages. They intend to keep going however they can.
Please pray for persecuted Indian Christians to be strong in their faith and ask God to give them wisdom and courage as they tell others about Jesus with gospel literature. As October comes to an end, we're taking a moment to recognize it's National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. However, women experience domestic violence on an international level, too. This fact is a reason why Sat7, a satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is creating a new program, You Are Beautiful. The program counters the idea that women are second-class citizens in the Arab world. It also resources women who are living in unhealthy conditions through a female translator, Sat7's Amgat Shafiq.
So we try to achieve the goal that we help women with their self-worth and make them realize that they are valuable and they have a purpose in life.
Through this program, Sat7 is making God's love known to these women. However, the program is currently in post-production. It'll air early next year. Would you pray for You Are Beautiful and ask God to use this program to heal women? Sat7's Mary Joseph.
Pray for the staff. The staff here, they live in the Arab world and they face a lot of challenges in their lives and in their work. So there are local challenges in terms of production. So we need prayers for that. Also, we need prayers for the crew. We need prayers for the viewers themselves.
And for Orlando Perez, a speaker hosted by InterVarsity Christian Fellowship USA, athletics are more than a hobby. They helped change his life and are an outlet for sharing his faith. Growing up, Perez felt worthless. His family was large, but there were a lot of poor role models. Many of his relatives were incarcerated for drug activity. And that was the path he assumed he'd follow as well. But God had other plans. After getting involved in sports for health reasons, coaches helped him to see his value. Now he does that for students with the added power of the gospel. And God has opened doors. On a recent missions trip, Perez witnessed refugee kids playing sports with his team carefreely.
And so I told them, I said, if play has this power, imagine what prayer has the power to do. And so in that refugee camp, I saw the gospel and was able to share the gospel with them through play. You know, Satan does a good job of just speaking lies. And so being that he is the father of lies, having people in our lives to speak truth, it doesn't always have to be this, you know, prolific moment. It could just be, hey, I see you. You're doing a great job. I see what you're doing. And getting to know the person and getting to know where they're coming from.
Please pray that God would continue to open doors for discipleship through Athletes InterVarsity. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You've told us you value this program and that it's much needed for such a time as this. Well, your gift of any amount will help us continue to advance the stories that reveal God moving around the world. You can look for the links at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.